USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 36 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. And a federal judge has signaled that he would approve a bankruptcy deal that would settle thousands of lawsuits against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Drain said Wednesday that he would approve the plan that would dissolve Purdue and shift its assets to a new company not controlled by the former owners, the Sackler family. The plan would also shield the family from future opioid lawsuits. Purdue has been accused of improperly marketing its opioids, contributing to the opioid crisis in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson takes issue with President Biden's characterization of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lance Pry has more.
After President Biden told the American people the withdrawal of Afghanistan was a success, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax on Tuesday the president is living in a fantasy world.
This was an abysmal failure. It's just jaw-dropping to see the fantasy world that the president and this administration is living in.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And power slowly returned to New Orleans Wednesday morning, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana still remain without power, which could take weeks to restore in some of the hardest hit areas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At a Wednesday press conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, discussed the end of the military involvement in Afghanistan, saying that the mission now turns to a diplomatic one. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says that the book on Afghanistan cannot be closed as long as Americans are still there. She tells Fox News that moving to a diplomatic mission is no comforting alternative.
All they did was talk about how they closed this out. It was like they wanted a pat on the back. It's like they wanted to say that this book was closed. The book is not closed because you have hundreds of thousands of Americans still sitting there in Afghanistan that need to get out. So this book is not closed. And it goes against the moral code of the military, which is you leave no American behind. So Austin and Milley know that. They know that every military veteran, combat veteran like my husband, is still thinking about the Americans that were left behind, still thinking about the Afghan allies that are behind. So to imply that this book is closed, to say that you're going to a diplomatic operation, is implying that you're going to a hostage situation. There's nothing comforting about that.
And Washington Nationals Vice President Bob Boone says he's resigning his position with the team because of its COVID vaccination policy. ESPN reporting that the former Major League catcher will leave the Nats because of the team's requirement that all non-uniformed employees receive the COVID vaccine. Boone had been with the organization since 2005 and was previously the assistant general manager and president of player development for the club. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.